Fretfilm Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez from the first edition of Madrid's International Film Festival. I'm here with Jan Soldat, German director, aged 31, and despite being so young, he's enjoying one of the focus of this event together with Filipino filmmaker Laf Diaz. Welcome, Jan.
Hi.
Jan, I think it's quite complicated to present your work so far. So I think the best way we could do it is by introducing the five films we've been able to watch here in Madrid, and then you explain to our audience what they are about. The first one would be Beloved from 2010. What is it about?
Beloved is a 15-minute short film. It's a documentary, and it's about two men and their relationship to their dogs, also emotional but also sexual relationship, and the film follows them 3 days in their daily life, and they talk about their feelings. And yes.
Okay, second in the line would be Law and Order from 2 years later, 2012.
Law and Order is one afternoon in the life of an older gay couple, and the audience can see a BDSM session in their house. Yes.
Okay. Third one would be The Incomplete from 2013.
The Incomplete, I would say it's most a portrait of a 60-year-old man and about his decision why he wants to live as a slave. And you can see him chained on his bed, and he's talking about his family, his history, and so on. Yes.
And then two from 2015, the sixth season, and a feature film, A Prison System.
Yes, these two, I would say, are different perspectives on a special kind of BDSM roleplay, and it's called Prison Play or Prison Game. And there I tried to follow or to represent how this, yes, voluntarily BDSM games can function and how it can be a prisoner or a warden. Yes.
Okay. And how do you, first of all, how do you present these topics from people that would be considered by some people would be like perverts or different social situations, characters that are normally imaginated in a way? How do you work with them, and why are you interested in these kind of topics?
I think I'm interested because what you are saying, because they are mostly not shown or pushed at the border, or like everybody is judging them, but nobody is knowing or seeing what they are doing. And that's most people are reacting with fear or shame, but I'm also always getting curious when I'm hearing, okay, there is a slave or there is a prison, then I'm thinking, oh, what is it? How does it look like? And that, I think it's only my interest. And then I go there, and I think it's very simple. It's not that complicated. I think for most people it's complicated because they have terrifying images in their heads, and I'm only going there and try to get in contact a little. It's not that I want to know much about the why or why they are doing it. I only ask them, do you want to do a film and what do you want to show me? And then they say, okay, I can imagine this and this and this. And then I ask them, okay, I think for the film it's important that we speak about that, or we show this. And it's like an organic process together, like a meeting. It's not really a calculated story I want to tell. It's I think every of the films like an experiment, and sometimes it functions, and I did also many short films, they didn't function, and so you don't see them.
Okay, and one of the things that I'm most interested in is how you yourself spoke about honesty in both the Q&As from 2 days ago and yesterday. How do you tackle that honesty? How do you try to be honest as a filmmaker who is always dishonest in a way?
Yeah, that's the... how to say it in English? That's the most difficult thing, because I say it's honest, but as another, it's very, it's without meaning. You can say it's not honest, but I think, but it's important for me that I try to be it. I know that it's not possible because you're always manipulating, because I'm putting the camera there and then I'm editing and I don't show you things and I decide, okay, I want to show this and this and this. It's a kind of not lying, but manipulating and building something what I want to show you. But I think it's important that you can see how I'm working. I think I'm, with honesty, I mean that you can see what I am doing, that not I try to hide my method, my documentary method, or to hide for my protagonists what I'm doing or how I'm working, that I'm honest with them, and then we go every step together, that I'm not hiding anything. Or use them to be successful or something. We always, I try that we are on an equal level together, and they can decide what is happening with the film. And in the case of the prison films, they say when, where we do screen the films. It's not my decision. I'm not occupying them and forcing them to something. I think that's a kind of honesty. Or yes. Yeah.
So I guess that even though the result may be shocking for, let's say, normal audience, wherever that is, your characters will always be happy with the results, because otherwise you wouldn't show the film.
Yes, I think so, that they felt in a way represented over the films, and I think that's a very important thing, that I don't go there and say, okay, Sophia is like this and this and this and this, and I want to show it. That's not my point of view. I'm going there and don't know anything, and then I ask them, oh, what are you thinking about yourself? And that's why they always feel good with it, because the film reflects their own reality, so they feel seen in a way, and they are getting a kind of attention, and it has nothing to do with the reaction of the audience, because everybody is very individual with the sex thing, and some see the film with the dogs and say, okay, they love their dogs and it's okay for me, and another one says, oh no, it's very terrible, they have to go to a hospital, but that's a different thing. And yes, but that's the same I said before, because we are speaking about it. We're speaking before, and I ask, okay, can we do this and this and this? And they always decide what they want to do, and so they feel safe. I always try to keep a space for their dignity, or that they can feel safe and feel comfortable. And I think for most people, for me too, it would be a little bit ashamed when I'm naked in front of the camera and doing things. But for them, I think it's not that intimidate. It's more act of strength, because for them, the sexuality is a way to express their identity. And so when it's shown on a screen, it's a very great moment for them. That's why they are happy, I think.
I find that you try to be as impartial as possible, but anyways, throughout those already 6 years of filmmaking, you have been witnessing all the reactions to the shows, to the filmmaking itself. What have you learned from when you started to do the first film on these different issues till now, when you have already presented the film to the Berlinale public, it is a case for prison system? What have the reactions been so far, and what have you learned from this kind of research?
For my documentary method, I learned to let go, not to force so much. That, and also that my will, my own will, and what I'm thinking and feeling is not so important for when I want to portray a real person in a documentary. I only speak about my own filmmaking. There are other documentaries which are working totally different, but for me, I discovered that it's like you said, that I'm going a little bit back and I'm only hearing, and the most important thing is to be open again and again and again and again, always, because when you have a good or a bad experience, you always react on this experience, and but then you're getting tired. Also when you judge somebody in a negative way, you are fixed in your view, you say, okay, it's bad, and then you aren't open for anything. The same can happen when you love or like somebody. Then you are also a little bit fixed. And I'm trying to get to a neutral point somewhere that you as an audience can choose what you are thinking. That's what I learned. And I also learn very much about the reactions from the audience, how they react. And I always analyzing my works afterwards and trying to go on. Okay, what went wrong, or where do I limited my protagonists? And just to try as open as possible. That's, I think, is the main aim I learned. But it's also very different, because every time there are different persons with different lives and different characters, and always I have to react on this, how I can build a film. Sometimes I have to help them and to say, okay, now we are shooting this and this and this, and then they feel free and open up. And others become totally stuck when I do this, and then I have to react on them. I don't it's not good to have a plan, so it's really
oh yeah. And what are your upcoming projects?
I don't know. Yes, because it's the last film has its premiere in February, and last year I did 4 own films. Then I co-produced another short film, a documentary in Argentina, and I also was editing a long feature documentary about police education in Germany. And now I took a little break, and I'm curious about what is coming, but I have no plans at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Young Soldat. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.